So the first thing I want to speak about, as we look at this fact of three kinds of grace to live by, is that grace to stand in, because we trust God and we access it by the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. Then number two, first of all, as we look at three kinds of faith to live by, there's a grace to stand in. Number two, there's an anointing to move in. There's an anointing to move in. Now, for this, I want to remind you, as we go into the second step, you cannot move in the anointing until you've stood in grace. You cannot. Because to move in the anointing presumes your ability to stand in something bigger than yourself. Wow. And I'm talking here about 1 John 2, 20 through 27, where he says so profoundly in verse 24, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. Now there's an anointing to move in that takes faith. And that anointing is all about the revelation God has given you over your Christian life. Do you realize how actively the Spirit of God has been at work in you, showing you and teaching you through the written Word of God and the revelation of it all, opening your eyes and inspiring you and changing your life and affecting you in incredible ways? Well, there is a faith. A faith we exercise that empowers us to move, could I put it this way, in our anointed better judgment. When I stop to think of all the Spirit of God has taught me over the last 40 years and taught you for decades, I say to myself, have you kept the faith? Have you kept the faith? Or have you forgotten what he taught you? Because he didn't teach it to you for fun. Right. He taught it to you because you're going to need it on the path he's leading you down. And isn't that an incredible thing about being born of the Spirit? There is a course for you to follow. There are pre-prepared steps, Ephesians 2, 8, 9, 10 tell us. And he puts you through things and he teaches you things and he opens your eyes to things because there's coming a day. See? There's coming a day when you'll have to walk in what God taught you. And if you don't even know what he taught you, then you tell me how you're going to keep the faith. Paul said, I kept the faith. You see, you and I will face for the rest of our lives an evil report. What I'll call also the voices in the verses. But you can't go by the evil report and the voices in the verses. You've got to go by the revelation of what the Holy Spirit taught you and the conviction it birthed. And there is the problem. Too many people have heard the word and let the devil steal it out of their hearts before it became a conviction. You know what a conviction is? Something God settled inside you between you, him, and the word of God. Now, you can't talk most Christians out of the Trinity of the Godhead because they believe it. But you know something? That's just an external, extreme doctrine that you don't have to use. You can live your whole life without worrying about the Trinity of the Godhead. But what about all the messages? 33 years, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Bible school classes, agape classes. How many thousands of messages? And some folks don't even own a notebook. Some folks haven't marked their Bible once. They come Sunday and God comes Sunday. You know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about, in the first three chapters, the Spirit of God coming from the throne of God through the minister of God to the people of God with a specific message for them. Which means when God ministers to you through the Word, He has a specific angel-sent message. Now, what are we going to do with that?